A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And the people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be quiet. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. And when they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Like in the Gospel today, how often is it that the poor, the disabled, and the oppressed are the ones who really witness to the presence of Jesus in our world? When I was a child, there was a blind man in our neighborhood, Mr. Hughes. He would use his white cane and walk the mile to the railroad, take the train to Manhattan, to Lincoln Center, where I heard he was first violinist at the time. His courage and his ability to live life fully taught me a lot about disabilities and life choices. He never pitied his condition. In many parishes where I've ministered, I've often heard stories from the poor who would share their meager monthly bag or box from the parish pantry with their neighbors when they were making choices, like with the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. They would choose an item for the neighbor down the hall who really likes mac and cheese and doesn't have much, or prefers this kind of soup. During this time before Thanksgiving, I'm often reminded of what I call the turkey trot, of people who donated turkeys to the poor in a parish that was well off, and I carried them by the carload to where I worked. At a staff meeting, we heard about how some were selling those turkeys at the train station. We had felt especially good about those turkeys, and it was only in our indignation about people at the station did we really ask and seek to find out why and what was really needed. We found the poor had nowhere to store the turkeys and sometimes no oven in which to cook them. We changed our giving after that to be a shopping cart for the meat they could choose at the supermarket, giving both dignity and the charity they needed in hard times. Today's gospel is a story about singing. I think it's more about the disciples who wanted to send the man packing until Jesus called for him. It's about us, and beware of what you want to see. I wonder if the man's voice echoed through the caves of the wadi coming down into the oasis called Jericho. This story challenges us to recognize what and who we do not wish to see or seem to feel are deserving of our time, never mind to see Jesus. Maybe it's sometimes as simple as a piece of litter on the ground, the dishwasher or garbage that needs emptying, and it's not my turn, my fault, or my garbage. Maybe it's a particular individual who'd rather not have show up in my office, my house. The homeless, a person who roots for another team, a long-winded, psychologically needy person who doesn't seem ever to run out of words. People who place demands on us we'd rather not hear, see, or begin to meet. People or events that challenge our understanding of the world. Who are these people for you? In one community, I had been invited by a couple to come to the house and see their new baby. I came home upset and went to the sister who cared for the Spanish community. I reported the size of the towering speakers of the stereo system, with a baby on the floor in a dresser drawer, with two straight back chairs in a room, and with a refrigerator that had so little, an egg, half a bottle of orange juice, half a bottle of milk, and maybe some piece or two of American cheese, that we pretended to have just come from lunch and were not thirsty. We only wanted to share the beauty of their baby. A sister in my house explained to me how they had not yet experienced a winter and what it meant to be in the house the whole winter. For the compost from which they had come from, you only went indoors to sleep, and you had no furniture. All was done just outside because of the heat. Music was the center of the community. It was a matter of culture and experience. Going to the right people to understand a situation was like a blind man calling out to Jesus on the road. I came to see and was changed. The recent events at Fort Hood and the nightly reported murders can easily make us jump to conclusions about those from different cultures, or the needs of caretakers and their stress, or of those who are returning from war, or vets homeless on the street. There are many situations in our lives that seem unexplainable. Can you and I cry out to those who know the Jesus on our streets to understand what we've seen that confuses and confounds us and separates us as a community of faith in our daily practice? What is it I do not see? What do you want of me? Jesus asks. Can you and I be poor, humble, and open enough to know what we seek? Can we be creative enough to respond to the challenges it brings?